parikram path, which I usually have gone since 20 or 30 years. But let me take a road right from the parikram mark towards Giriraj, towards the inside. And I never forget this. In fact, I dream regularly about this. I took this road and a very new area opened for me, which I had never thought can be possible. It was extremely peaceful. The pilgrims and the rush was totally gone. And there were peacocks and cows and everything. I had passed this. I went also this year to the same spot because I was entranced. I was enchanted by it. And I thought this is really a good analogy of our life. We always go the same path and we don't even know, nor have we seen, that just next to what we do are treasures waiting for us, discoveries to be made by us, which are very unique. So please be still, be willing. We are moving towards something great. We are preparing ourselves tomorrow by many hours, 8 hours of kirtan altogether. But we do this in order to move to our 64 rounds day at Ter Kadamba, the place of Rupa Goswami. So please be a little ready to go the less trodden path, the path which you don't really walk normally in your life, and you might make a discovery that just next to what you always do, there are just amazing things waiting for you. This is my little message, so please stay tuned in order to do this. Go manage your energies wisely, but please be with us, and tomorrow really try to absorb yourself in the holy name, in the kirtan days. And it's nice. We have two different venues. It will be quite exciting. So now I want to hand the microphone to the voice, the ever young and fresh voice of the Govardhan retreat. We always like to make an experiment with all of you. Here's your microphone.
Experiment on you. You know, I decided what the experiment was. And that is, because Vrindavan is a very mysterious place. Yes?
It is.
Yes. And the only way to really see Vrindavan is if one's consciousness is transcendental. When one's consciousness is full of love for Krishna, then one actually sees Vrindavan. So how can we at least touch the transcendental platform so that we can have the transcendental experience? So our whole dealings here, the chanting, the hearing, the Maharaj pushing, telling us that this is what we should do and just do this and just go on the inner path and take a little extra effort, it's all guidance to have us touch that transcendental platform so we can actually experience the transcendental realm. So here at the Govardhan Retreat, we have one little ending, as you may have experienced, that allows us to touch the transcendental platform. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, stand up. Maharaj, could you help me get up on the stage because I'm a little older today than I was yesterday. Now, you have to get all your strength ready for this and your hands ready to touch the transcendental platform and your consciousness in such a... It's actually very simple. All you have to do is call out as loudly as you can and every bit of your heart and mind and lungs. That's all. You ready? Bolo Kiridas Maharaj! Bolo Kiridas Maharaj! Bolo Kiridas Maharaj! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe!
Shah. Ah, Hare Krishna.